Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Pat Caputo, along with Evan Jenkins, the webmaster at 97.1 The Ticket, and it's time for Bustin' Balls, where we look at drafts, prospects, and the future. And the Red Wings are kind of flying under the radar here in Detroit a little bit because the Lions were so good. Had 20 points in January. They're in position to make a playoff run. But their minor league system is also very important, their player development system throughout. And we'll explore a couple things here about the Red Wings as hockey season moves on to so-called crunch time. And Grand Rapids, we'll start there. And we'll start with, if the Red Wings needed a player or two in the minor leagues, could they bring one or two up? And I would suggest to you, yes. Jonathan Berggren is having an outstanding season at Grand Rapids. It's his best year. He's got over a point per game. He hasn't been able to crack the lineup because Steve Yzerman added nine players during the offseason. And so it's kind of bumped Berggren down a little bit, but he's getting a lot of time in Grand Rapids, and he's certainly capable of playing in the NHL. So if they need any help at wing, they've got Jonathan Berggren down there. He's been on fire. Grand Rapids has played better. Defensively, the Red Wings have a lot of depth on the blue line. Usually they sit out a player, rotate players in to keep their veterans fresh, like Petrie and Sherratt and those. But if they need some help, there's two defensemen right now at Grand Rapids who could help them. One has already been up a couple times. That is Simon Edvinson, their first-round pick of a couple years ago, the big Swedish kid. He's having a very good year playing in all different types of situations. It's been a real good year for him of development, and he should be ready by next year for sure. But he certainly is capable of playing in the NHL. The reason they don't want to bring him up yet is they don't want him playing 10 minutes a night on the fifth or sixth defenseman. They want him, you know, they know he's a top pair defenseman. He gets to play in all different situations for the Griffins. As far as who I think they may bring up next time, it might be Albert Johansson, who was 60th overall pick in the draft a couple years ago. Doesn't score a lot of points, so you don't see him when you look at Grand Rapids' scoring list. But he's plus 11. He's very solid with the puck. He's not nearly as big as Edvinson. He's a six-footer, you know, kind of a standard-size NHL player. But he's very good player. He's very responsible player, and he does a lot of really good things. So you might see him. Another development down there, a couple of the big names, first-round picks, have played well. Sebastian Kosa is 6-2-2 in his last 10 starts. His goals against average is below three. His save percentage is above 90. A couple times he's been in the three stars because he's played so well because Grand Rapids is one. And also Marco Kasper, their first round pick a couple years ago. He's an Austrian kid, but he was playing in the Swedish league. He went off against Manitoba in back-to-back games recently and was named the AHL Player of the Week. So and they were clutch goals, still not big numbers or whatever, but he's definitely making significant progress. And it wouldn't be out of line if he got some time in the NHL if he continues at this level. Also, Carter Mazur, he's another player who, you know, experienced college player from Denver University. If they put him in the NHL, he's done well in Grand Rapids. He's got an edge. He's a little bit older. He would be somebody that could help him.
Can I ask kind of a naive question when it comes to hockey, Pat? Like, so when I think of bringing people up, I always equate it with baseball, and you have to make sure that guy is ready before they come up so you don't kill confidence or whatever that might be. Why in hockey does it seem like when they call kids up, they're ready to play at the pro level? What is the difference there? I'm sure it's not comparing apples to oranges and it's not an equal equation, but why does it seem like in hockey those guys are already ready to go play with the elite level when they've been playing a level down?
Well, it's a physical maturity. That's often the big difference. Okay. Mazur, for example, is 23. He's gone through college hockey. He might be 22, something like that. But he was a Hobey Baker finalist. So he's played in college hockey. The players are, 23 or 24 years old, okay. The majority of players, and they're basically men. They often don't start their college careers until playing out a junior career in which they played till they were 20 years old. Now, it's not that way for the really top guys that are in the USHL or playing in the Quebec League and all that and get drafted early. OHL, Ontario Hockey League, Western CHL is what it is, the overriding for all those. I think it's 41 teams in the top tier of junior hockey in Canada. So, but that's one of the things. For example, Red Wings Amadeus Lombardi is playing in Grand Rapids, and they had to make a decision there because he's small, right? Would he be able to handle it, And they decided he could. So even though he tore up the OHL, but, he had – Big numbers playing for Flint last year. His numbers are relatively low. I mean, you would look at it and go, he's not doing that well. Well, actually, for his age and his size and everything, he's doing very well. He plays every night and, hangs in there. It was the same way with Casper there for a while. And he started to come on a little bit. And he's a little bigger and stronger. In baseball, the speed, the size situation, strength does come into play, but it's not in direct contact with the other athletes.
Okay, and that's what I was wondering, because that's more soloed out. I do have a question about a guy. So I see this almost every day. It seems like it's a daily thing. This guy, Brogdon, I think his name is, or Brogan or something, he gets called up from – yes, he gets called up from Grand Rapids, and then the next day he's instantly sent back to Grand Rapids, it seems like. What goes on with that? Is it just to have an able body?
Exactly, and they don't want to use a younger guy. They want the younger guy to play. He's kind of what you would call the, using a baseball equation, a 4A player.
Okay.
Minor league veteran type of guy.
So this guy has so many miles on his car going from
Grand Rapids
to Detroit.
Right. So, but that's what it's all about, Evan. It's simply to have – and. They want to have their cake and eat it, too, and they may be able to get it now. They don't have to push their prospects. And there's not, like, people like me going, where's Edmondson? Look at this team. They need Edmondson. There was a little bit that earlier in the year. There isn't right now. It's the same with Kosa. It's like, oh, yeah, he's won a couple games. Get him up here, which would be ridiculous.
Because that was going to be my next question.
Yeah, they'll pull up Michael Hutchinson instead.
Okay, and so, the only reason I ask that is because if I hear one gripe about the team, it seems to be their goaltending. And when you have a hot prospect, you kind of want to see him, but you're saying he's not ready for that moment yet?
No. He's making great progress. They did a smart thing with him last year, had him go down to Toledo and just face a lot of pucks, all different type of situations, play 45 games or whatever it is. They were in the playoffs. And he come back this year with a lot of his flaws corrected, moving side to side. Sometimes there's some trouble. His angles sometimes are a little off. Those goalies, it's an angle game. And if you leave a little bit of a snippet open at the higher level, that puck goes in. You're not going to be able to out-athletic the puck, so to speak, like you can sometimes at lower levels. But he's big. He's mobile. He's got the total package, but it really needs to be refined, because goaltending is not something that you just are a whiz at, and no matter where you play at. The Patrick Waz who star at 20 are extraordinarily rare, and you don't see it much at these days. So,
when it talk about the Red Wings, like right now they're what, 5 points up in a playoff chase right now? Are they ahead of track, on par with track? Like, where do they stand right now in your
opinion? They're where they should be. Okay. Or where they should be, where I thought they would be at the start of the year. They added a lot of players. You know, they added Sprong, and he's been real good for them. They added Compher. He's been good for them. They added Hole. I don't know. People in Toronto hated him, but he's been exactly what the Red Wings wanted when they signed him. Obviously, Alex DeBrincat and the hot start that he got, you know, gave them a huge lift. And when you have him up on, and you got him, Larkin, and Raymond is having a pretty decent year, kind of under the radar. You've got pretty good skill up at the top end when you have three of them instead of just two. And Raymond's gotten better year to year, I think. That's obvious. And the veteran defensemen that they have, like I said, they got Olimata, they got Petrie, they got Chiarot. And a lot of times they'll rotate those guys in and out, so they're fresh, so they're not overused. And, you know, when they got Patrick Kane, Patrick Kane's still an elite offensive skill talent. So once he comes back, they should be in pretty good shape to make a playoff run. It's very competitive, much more difficult landscape for them than the Red Wings or Tigers, or the Lions or Tigers face, because of the competition in their division and conference. And the league is weird because it's really hard to make up points because right. of the system. But they also, I'd watch out for Pittsburgh a little down there. They got three games in hand to the Red Wings. There's a few teams down there that could make runs. And the Red Wings can't afford to have another big losing streak, because they went from way up, you know, to way down when they had that losing edge. But Alex Lyon's been all the difference for them. You know, you get a goalie who's got 93 save percentage compared to under 90, and it's settled down everybody. You know, there seems to be a certain confidence with him in the net. Now that Husso's coming back, he's capable of playing better than he did early in the year. So that has stabilized things and really been the bigger difference. But they got Red Wings roll four lines now. You know, players like Rasmussen and Valeno. You know, holdovers from the Holland era, those are younger players who've developed into legitimate NHL players now. And they do a lot of different things to help them. And, you know, they still got Perron. They've got a number of players that they can count on now when Derek Lalonde does that. And they have some depth. Like I said, if there's an injury or two, they don't have to go gonzo at the playoff or at the trade deadline necessarily, because they got some younger players maybe they could call up.
Do you expect them to make a move at the trade deadline?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I do. I do. It depends on what's needed at that specific time.
Okay.
I do. I expect them. I don't expect them to be sellers.
Okay.
Unless something happens unusual and they collapse. And to be honest with you, they're too good a team to just totally collapse and get out of the playoff race.
So how different do you expect this Red Wings team to look next year, having a stable of young guys like they do?
Well, the thing is, Steve Yzerman, most of those contracts, there are a couple exceptions, Compher, for example, they're one-year deals, you know. Gostisbehere is another one. You know, I forgot to mention him. He's integral on their power play. I'm expecting, turnover, and it'll depend on who does what coming here down the stretch. But you're going to see some promotion. Obviously, Edvinson, you know, I think they're going to want him on the big club to start next year. And I think somebody like Berggren, they're going to have to make a decision on whether to keep him or move him. He's too good a player to actually be in the AHL, to be honest with you. He's an NHL player. It's just, does he fit what they do?
Sure.
And does he fit in? And so I would expect, you know, a couple moves like that for the Red Wings to try to get better. And Lyon, they got to make another decision on goalie. You know,
yeah.
Lyon, is he really this real deal? I mean, he's 31 years old, and he played like this at the end of last year for Florida, and he's played well for the Red Wings. Is this one of those stories of a late-developing goalie, which is not uncommon? And what are they going to do with Husso, and what's their goaltending situation going to look for? But I expect Edvinson to be the guy that's pushing, and I think Johansson – the defenseman has earned a certain amount of trust, you know, that, hey, you know what, if you put him in an NHL game, he'll probably do reasonably well for you. So, and that's where they're at. I did want to get into a couple other things.
Sure.
I know you like Michigan State a lot.
Big fan.
Michigan State's, they're 5 points up in the Big Ten standings over the weekend. They beat Minnesota, which – they split with them, but they hadn't beaten Minnesota since hell froze over. And Trey Augustine, the Red Wings goaltending prospect, was just, you know, fabulous in that game. It was a 3-2 game, tight, you know, and the Minnesota at times just controlled play. And he's playing his angles, and he's calm, and he looked really good in that game. He's given up some goals lately, but their defense isn't necessarily a strength when they're playing up against teams like Michigan, which is highly skilled, and a couple other teams that they've played now that the Big Ten schedule is here. But he's really good, Evan. He was outstanding in the clutch in the World Junior Championships. Save percentage over at 93%, playing against the best players 20 and under in the world. And he was fabulous when they won the gold medal of the United States. It's from South Lyon. Also, they got another player that they drafted a couple years ago named Red Savage.
That's a good name.
That's a good name, yeah. His father, Brian Savage, was an NHL player.
Okay.
Philadelphia, whatever. That's why he was born in Arizona. I think his father was playing for the Coyotes at the time.
Okay.
He was at Miami of Ohio, and he was a good player. He's a center, and he's got some dynamic skills. You know, he's a little bit older, like 23 or whatever, but he's scoring roughly a point a game for Michigan State, and he's got a chance to be an NHL player for sure. You know, he's got the bloodlines, he's got the skill, maybe not as dynamic as you would expect for somebody to be a first round pick or something at 18, but he's making significant progress and has played very well for Michigan State, which is gone from the outhouse to being a pretty good program right now. They're making a lot of progress, and Augustine is an excellent player. I mean, so if you're talking about Kosa doing what he's doing at his age, you talk about Augustine doing what he's doing, you're talking 21 and 20. You're talking about two players that are goalies that are in the Red Wings pipeline. They could have a really outstanding goaltending situation in a couple years. So Yzerman has kept his eyes on getting the team better. you know, now one of the things that he did was add a lot of veteran talent at short term, and it's put them ahead of Ottawa and Buffalo, the two teams they seem to fall behind with that had youthful players. So, you know, he's very smart, but yet there's going to be room in the future to bring up these other players. And one other note, Axel Sandin Palacka, the defenseman, their second first-round pick last year, he has, you know, he was out since the gold medal game of the World Juniors. He left that game early. He's returning to the lineup in Sweden, and he'll start playing this week. And he's a very skilled player. And he's going to come, I think, pretty fast. And it gives him a puck-moving element of a defenseman.
So. You might have answered this question for me before, but when you draft a player in the NHL, how long do you have their rights? Because we mentioned guys that they drafted in the past and they're still in college or they're overseas or whatever that might be. But how long do they have those rights, or does that vary on?
Well, if they draft a kid, then he's 18 and then he goes to college, they got 3 years.
Okay.
When that's up, then they have to either sign the guy or he goes back, becomes a free agent and then signs with people.
Okay.
You know, probably the best known case of that was Jimmy Vesey, who, you know,
with the Rangers, right?
Yeah. He's with the Rangers now. So there you go, man. You're doing pretty good.
I have his rookie card. That's the only reason I know that.
Yeah. Well, he was well known. So you got to sign him at one point. Otherwise, they go back in. I think with the Red Wings, a goaltender, Keith Petruzzulo, was somebody that got a lot of notoriety. He was a terrific college goalie at Quinnipiac, which is a hockey power. And they didn't sign him. And then he ended up signing with Toronto, and he's playing for the, you know, their AHL team, the Marlies. And I think he's gotten some NHL time by now. So that's kind of how it works. Eiserman looked at him, wasn't his pick, and he only got 50 players on a roster.
Okay.
So that roster gets crowded, and you can't just – you don't have unlimited amount of players. It's like any other. You know, how many players do you have under contract, both, you know, two-way contracts or whatever? It's 50.
Okay.
So and the Red Wings have a lot of prospects now that they're going to have to make decisions on here in the not-too-distant future because the team's better and they got some veteran talent, and also – Eiserman's drafted better, so you know it's not like, but we really don't want this guy. You know, there will be some players that they want to keep probably, but won't be able to because of roster limitations.
Good problem to have, right?
Yeah, not bad at all. So, but anyway, we'll see if the Red Wings can make the playoffs. We'll see if they can win a playoff series. It would be nice to have an interesting spring with hockey. As always, I appreciate you joining. Evan, appreciate you joining. Don't forget to download us off the Apple iTunes store. Like us. Same with the Google Play store. Odyssey.com. It's Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter. That's where you can get the columns that I write and the podcast here, Bustin' Balls. Evan, it's the king of the KFC. Check him out. He's always got something good up there. And every once in a while, I'll throw up a picture of a real pretty girl up there, just for the heck of it.
Beautiful bride.
Yeah, there he goes.
I don't even know if you know this, Pat. We're expecting a baby in March.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. Yeah, going to be a girl dad. So it's coming up soon.
You and Wilfredo Birchfield, who we should have on when we talk hockey on here for sure.
Oh, my God. He loves it.
Oh, man. That and lacrosse.
Yeah, I know. Good old Hotchkiss.
Yeah, you know Hotchkiss, you know, prep school boy all the way.
You've never seen that school, it's like a college campus, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, but I'll tell you this, they'll be great. You guys go to the playground. Maybe they'll both be hockey players or whatever. You can get them out there.
I'm going to have a guess that she won't see too much hockey in her house.
Why not? You know,
unless the Red Wings make the playoffs. Hey, who knows? So, I won't keep her from it.
No, but anyway, it's going to be a girl, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, she can get a scholarship. Hockey's growing. They got a professional league now that they show on CBC in Canada. So
I have a friend in high school. She took a full ride to Providence out east.
Yeah, it's hockey's a growing sport for women. That's good to see. So anyway, yes, till next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.